This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There's big news at the world's biggest software maker. Microsoft has finally announced its pick for the top job. Satya Nadella, a 22-year veteran of Microsoft, will be the new CEO. But don't imagine all that experience made him a shoo-in. Microsoft took nearly 6 months to announce the decision, in part because executives spent time looking for their new CEO outside the company. It's a big debate the companies often have when appointing a successor. Do you choose an old company hand or a fresh face? Marketplace's Quina Kim has the story.
Microsoft is a case study of what so many aging technology companies, from Intel to Hewlett-Packard, are going through. Michael Cusimano is a professor at MIT, and he says these old line companies still bring in a ton of cash, but they're slow when it comes to innovation. Oftentimes, he says, companies like Microsoft consider bringing in an outsider to provide that spark.
I think they juggled all these balls in the air and concluded that it would be too difficult for an outsider to come in. You really need someone that understands the culture and the people to really get the most out of the organization.
Cusimano says that Microsoft seems to have found somebody who can keep the company pumping money and hopefully turn it in the right direction. Bob Sutton is the author of Scaling Up Excellence, and he thinks picking an insider was the right decision.
There's actually a large body of academic research which shows that when outsiders come in, they do worse.
Sutton says former GE CEOs who went on to head up other companies did consistently worse than insiders, and that trend holds across industries. Sutton says the problem is outsiders often think if they lay off departments and issue mandates, a turnaround is sure to happen. But he says that approach ignores the human factor.
Every organization has its own quirks in history and culture, and it turns out that it takes a very long time to learn where, if you will, the bodies are buried and where the good things are.
But insiders can be tainted by company culture. Harlan Platt teaches turnarounds at Northeastern University.
I got into the business of turnarounds by asking this silly question: how do you find a good manager at a bad company?
Platt says Microsoft's poor culture of innovation suggests that a company man might not be the best bet. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.